Today, public sector pensions. Well, with record low interest rates and more recently quantitative easing, annuity rates are dreadful, and this makes providing final salary pensions even more of a burden than was the case before. You then add on to that the increasing longevity of pensioners and meeting the future liabilities of the public sector final salary pension scheme is going to be a real headache for us. Now, I know we're not alone in this, and it's affecting many similar public sector schemes in the UK too. We're quite rightly consulting with interested parties on any changes which are necessary for existing members, and that might include, for example, raising retirement ages or increasing contribution rates to help ease some of the pressures on the fund, although I do think we could have started that consultation process earlier. But what I really cannot understand is why on earth we've not closed the scheme to new entrants and new employees, and this really should have happened. But given that it hasn't, then I think we need to get on with it now. There is absolutely no credibility to the old argument that you needed a generous public sector pension scheme to attract employees to public service. These schemes were closed to new entrants in the private sector years ago, including every single FTSE 100 company. I have to say, as an aside, having seen these schemes in the private sector, although they're financially attractive for employees, I'm not sure that they're actually good for staff. And what I mean by that is staff often feel locked into an employer and are simply counting down the days until they retire. And that can't be good for either the employer or the individual. Anyway, thank you very much. And tomorrow, Guernsey and its relationship with the UK.